Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Russian meddling and espionage continues in Europe today, here, this time in Germany. Here's more from that headline in Reuters. Germany arrests two for allegedly military sabotage plot on behalf of Russia. And more from the report. It says, quote, two German-Russian nationals have been arrested in Germany on suspicion of plotting sabotage attacks, including on U.S. military facilities, in an effort to undermine military support for Ukraine, prosecutors said on Thursday. Russia has been making advances on the battlefield in Ukraine. President Biden's top diplomat in Italy for G7 meetings urged Congress to get more weapons into the country to repel the Russian advance.
The story in its current form could only go on so long before Russia has just flat out won, and there's nothing you can do about it. In fact, we may already be there. I'm happy to see that at least one of the national news broadcasts started this hour with House set to vote on foreign aid. Too much of the media attention has been on, will House Speaker Johnson get ousted if he gets Democratic votes or whatever? That's not the important thing here. The important thing is perhaps world history changing events that we could alter with some funding, as the Secretary of State talked about yesterday.
It is urgent that all of the friends and supporters of Ukraine maximize their efforts to provide with Ukraine with what it needs to continue to effectively defend itself against this Russian aggression. If Putin is allowed to proceed with impunity, we know he won't stop at Ukraine, and we can safely predict that his aggression will continue. Other would-be aggressors around the world will take note.
Yeah, I don't know if Putin will continue to try to grab places if he wins, but I do know that second part is true. That other aggressors around the world will take note and say, okay, you can roll the United States, you can roll the West.
Right, just outlast them.
Yeah, they'll stand up for a while.
And you don't have to wait long, yeah.
And so I was reading this political analysis from the Wide World of News today. Johnson seems to have belatedly decided to risk his speakership to make sure Russian tanks don't roll through all of Ukraine. Speaker Johnson yesterday coming out and giving a little speech and saying, look, I'm a child of Ronald Reagan. I came up during the Cold War era. We need to stop Russia now. And he had not been that definitive in his statements. He's decided, apparently, this is what I want to do, and if I lose my job, fine. Mm-hmm. Back to the analysis. At this point, the media seems obsessed with gaming out what will happen to Johnson if the House passes something, when there are three other questions that are actually much bigger? What if the gambit fails in the House? Then what? Is there just no fun? Is this just it? Is there not going to be any funding for Ukraine at all? Two, will the Senate definitively pass whatever the House sends over? And three, if something like the House measure becomes law, can Ukraine really win the war? There's almost no discussion of that at a policy level or in the media, really. Although this story is too processy for much of the dominant media, what is unfolding on the Hill and at the White House now is one of the most compelling and important moments in recent memory. And no one, including Johnson, has any idea how it will turn out. The exciting story is not, does Marjorie Taylor Greene call for a vote? The exciting story is, do we actually, after saying, as long as it takes...
Right, we're not going to permit a new era of conquest on the European continent. That's rather a bigger question than who's the speaker and what MGT has to say.
Right.
MTG, whatever.
And I don't know where it's going to go today. It might come up for a vote today. Now, they're packaging things in different ways on a moment-by-moment basis, it would seem. The Ukraine funding, Israel, Taiwan, throwing in some TikTok stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely concerned about the Ukraine situation on a number of different levels. I was rewatching the Gary Oldman vehicle, the Churchill biopic, The Darkest Hour.
Mm, that's a good movie.
Watched the first half of it again last night. I love it. And I was reminded how important it is that a sense of hope endures among a people and an army. And in Ukraine, I believe that is waning. Point number one. Point number two, it's a lot of people who are anti-Ukraine funding, and there are some reasonable opinions that lean that way. There are also some idiotic opinions that lean that way. But they ask, how can Ukraine win? As if it's a rhetorical question, and if I can't come up with the answer, I'm stymied. And I must repeat for the umpteenth time, the idea is you make it so incredibly painful and expensive to launch a war of conquest on the European continent, especially in the 21st century, nobody ever does it again. Now, maybe Ukraine gives up 30% of their territory or 50% or 80% of it. But if you make it so horrifically expensive for the aggressor, that is a victory. That's an enormous victory for the rest of us. Sorry, Ukraine.
Let's hear from Speaker Johnson explaining how he split it into four bills, why he split it into four bills that are going to go to the House floor at some point this week.
We got the Senate supplemental several weeks back, and it was everything sandwiched together. That's not the way that regular order is supposed to work. And many of my my conservative friends are some of the most vocal advocates for the regular process of the House. And that means that we look at things in single subjects. And so I made the decision that we should break this into four parts so that you evaluate Israel and Ukraine and the Indo-Pacific funding measures, and then our separate national and foreign aid responsibilities separately. So there's four separate bills. Everyone will be able to give it an up or down vote based on their own merits.
And it'll be interesting to see if we go back to the way things used to be and he passes some of this stuff, at least, with a whole bunch of Republican votes and a whole bunch of Democratic votes. There are plenty of votes to pass this stuff. It's not even close.
Right. It's just a question of the Republican caucus and the dynamics there. So some of that intrigue stuff that you were a little dismissive of, it is affecting history in a really annoying way to me. The politics over governance, I mean, obviously that's become ever present to the point that I don't know if we can continue functioning as a democracy, honestly. But he makes a good point. You know, speaking of those conservatives, do you mind if we listen to the Chip Roy clip? I respect Chip a great deal. I agree with him a lot, not all the time, but here are some of his concerns.
My concern about this package is it's $95 billion of foreign aid when, A, we're $34.5 trillion in debt, but, B, we're also dealing with wide-open borders. And central to our entire debate over the last year, as you know, has been the importance of making sure we secure the borders of the United States. So the reality is we need to do that and do our job. I would love to do what we can to support Israel, but in this $95 billion package, there's $9 billion in humanitarian aid, which if you go look at who it goes to, that goes to fund Hamas. So we're funding Israel. Israel, which I support, but we're also funding Israel's enemies and funding Hamas. This is the kind of duplicitous crap the American people are tired of. So I'd like to go back to the drawing board, pass Israel standalone, and not have this package that has that funding in it that that I think is nefarious, and focus on the border first.
I don't know anything about the $9 billion that funds Hamas. What's that all about?
Well, it's humanitarian aid to Gaza.
Oh, right.
Which we all know right. gets passed through Hamas. Yeah. They run everything. There's no agency that's independent of Hamas operating right. in Gaza. It's fanciful. So that what a great example of Chip Roy. He's right on every single count. Now, the whole we're worried about Ukraine's borders, not our borders. That's an interesting juxtaposition, but it's not a good argument. I mean, the federal government does 50,000 different things, way more than it ought to, as an aside. But taking two of the things it's either doing and not doing and comparing them and saying, therefore, we won't do the one. It's just, it's silly. On the other hand, from a bargaining perspective, I totally get what he's saying. We said, okay, you want this so bad? We want the damn border sealed. Let's work something out. And the other side has been intransigent, or at least the deal that they offered wasn't good enough. The debt question, all right, you want all this money? Where are you going to get it from? Asking that question is an incredibly principled stance/question. I'm glad he's asking it. On the other hand, if that allows, you know, Iran to continually attack Israel or Ukraine to fall to the monster Putin, it's a little frustrating.
Well, right. And as the Secretary of State said, it's not just Putin. It's what message does it send to the world? And this is my new thing. Is waking up to a new Cold War that is us against China, Russia, Iran, trying to change what has been, for three quarters of a century, a U.S.-led world order. They want that to end. Do you remember that caught-on-mic moment between Xi and Putin, where we all got to hear them say out loud, and Xi said to Putin, we're about to do something so big, this will change the history of the world for the next 100 years. That's what they're right. trying to do. And yeah. they're having success.
A Russo-Chinese-led New World Order with their attack dog Iran straining at the leash. Yeah, sounds wonderful.
Or at least a chaotic world order where we're not in charge. They still feel like they benefit from that, which they would.
Yeah, absolutely. To quote former producer Positive Sean, quoting Game of Thrones character Littlefinger, chaos is a ladder.
Yeah. Never watched Game of Thrones.
Oh,
still should.
So good. So much killing.
Oof. So the Game of Thrones people are behind the three-body problem, right?
Correct.
And similarly well done?
That's what I hear, yeah.
And that's about the Cultural Revolution in China or just tangentially?
Tangentially. It's a sci-fi thing about saving humanity. And that's all I know. I've intentionally kind of avoided more information because I'm going to watch it.
Oh, right. Man, my kids ever grow up. I assume they will. It seems to be the way biology works. I got so many TV shows to watch. The great explosion of, you know, paid series television happened while I'm child rearing, like a lot of you. And I'll have to catch up on all these things. I mean, all these different shows I've heard about that I've never seen a minute of, someday I will watch.
Yeah, just keep your 437 streaming subscriptions and they'll be there for you when you're ready. Oh, right. Speaking of kids growing up, just a quick aside to longtime listeners of the show who remember when my daughter Delaney was born and I came on the air and talked about her being born. She graduated from college a couple of years ago and has been working in the legal profession for a couple of years and just chose what law school she's going to be attending.
You almost went to law school.
I did almost. I'm still threatening it, Michael. You don't know. Look out. I might go tomorrow. it's unbelievable. Speaking of kids growing up.
Oy yeah. Vey. People can say, or you can say, they grow up so fast as often as you want. It still does not minimize the impact of how true it is. It's just stunning. What is it about that? It's like its own thing. Like, my car doesn't age that at that that rate. Like, Mike, I don't look at a car that's 10 years old and think, I can't believe it's been 10 years. It seems like it's been about 10 years. But with the kids, it's like, what the hell?
You child.
I think a lot of it is that they are not the same car.
Oh,
they are
right.
Only that car for a very short time.
Yeah, it's like I walked into the living room the other day and my son is laying there in his cool guy teenager clothes. And I was like, there's a grown man on my couch. How did that happen? What the hell?
Yeah.
We got more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Suppose we should get to that Joe Biden claiming his uncle was eaten by cannibals story. That turns out
it's no joke, Jack. Can you imagine the horror?
A couple other things.
There you are in the pot with the fire, I assume, and some clever caption underneath.
Yeah, it's funny. I think most people of a certain age, their vision of cannibals is what happened in Bugs Bunny. You kind of tied up and you're sitting there with your head sticking out of a big pot of boiling water.
You're obviously the meat in a soup, yes.
Couple of news items for you. O.J. Simpson has been cremated in Las Vegas, if you were wondering what was happening to his body. Somebody just got excused. A juror just got excused because this is the Trump trial. Anytime you hear the word juror right now, it's going to be about the Trump trial. The Trump trial, a juror got excused for saying they're worried their name is going to come out and what would happen to them. And the judge let him go for that concern. If you don't have the trouble with that way of getting out is there anybody here who doesn't have that concern? If you don't, you're kind of dim.
I was going to say you're too stupid to serve on a jury if you're unaware that that could be an issue.
I think it's absolutely going to happen, but different topic. That the headline is that Colorado's governor signed a bill that would extend privacy rights to consumer neural data collected by technology companies. This is the idea that any of the modern technology that gets some of your brain waves or something like that, that is your information and they can't sell it and spread it around. Colorado, the first state to do that. I don't understand why we're so behind Europe on this whole, the data is, well, I do know why, because Google and everybody lobbies Congress, but the fact that we haven't risen up and demanded it is amazing to me yet, that all this data belongs to us. But here inside the story, I found this interesting. They're talking about these headbands that you wear that have brain waves and stuff like that. There is a popular dating app, I forget what the name of it is, that purports to provide better matches by having your brain waves and matching you up with people with similar brain waves. I had not heard about this. So you put on this headband, go to this dating app, And then they monitor your brain somehow and get the numbers and try to match you up with somebody else. And their slogan is, their slogan, I know. Wow.
Psychics are like, what, are you serious?
Right. Psychics and chiropractors are like, please hold my.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
So the their slogan is, listen to your heart is not enough.
I want to know the name of this. I'm working on it. Sarah Bellove.
It's on here somewhere. I forgot. I can't find the name. But yeah, I don't know. Have any of you done the dating app where they use your brain waves to match you up with somebody?
That's ridiculous. Signed, people who felt for lumps on your head and predicted your future in the 1800s. Who knows? There might be something to it. This sounds like a, somebody read an article in Wired.com or something about brainwaves and thought, if we put some wires into a tennis headband, we can claim that we're actually, let me think about this.
I'm not mocking the idea that there might be a way to match people's brains. I'm mocking the idea that their equipment does anything. That's what I'm mocking. A tennis headband with some wires sticking out of it.
Oh, we've found an excellent match for you. Yes, yes. Beautiful. China is invading. Wait, what?
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So many nutty things going on in the world at the same time.
If you're just tuning in, we have talked about and will again the new CEO of NPR and her utterly horrifying worldview. She is an Orwellian nightmare. As I said, a distillation of, she's a high priestess of the cult of woke conformity. In a shocking way, and we'll get to that probably next hour. Hope you can stick around. If you can't,
and
grab the podcast later. Armstrong and Getty on Demand.
And emerging information that would lead one to believe that NPR is not thinking, well, we need to change the way we're doing things. We've been found out. It looks like they're going to double down on what that guy resigned over the other day.
Yeah, absolutely true. So stay tuned. Hope you can keep listening. Hope you're doing well. The excellent Mike Tobin of Fox News is going to bring us the following brief report. Have you seen Mike Tobin lately? He is enormous. His neck is as thick as an NFL offensive guard's.
I need to start paying attention to the neck size of more of my TV reporters.
Oh, no. Obviously, you haven't seen him lately. His neck is thicker than his head. He's one of those guys who has kind of that pyramid thing going. I mean, he looks to be strong as an ox, and there's no downside to that, but
there's a cartoon,
it's almost shocking.
There's a cartoon character built like that. Is that from Dilbert, or somebody in a cartoon had a head like that? Kind of a bullet shape?
That's the cone-headed boss I think you're referring to, but maybe. His wasn't a neck thing. Anyway, imagine, if you will, folks, and this is a strictly hypothetical, you know, mental exercise. Imagine there were a country of significant might and wealth, well thought of around the world, a history of making mistakes but also doing enormous good. And imagine there were a geopolitical adversary that rose up and openly wanted to challenge the first country mentioned. And imagine if that first country were so stupid they were to allow thousands of military-age young men from their geopolitical foe to come into their country willy-nilly. Clip 80, please, Michael.
Here in the El Paso sector, we have seen a recent spike with illegal crossings, but it's that dramatic spike, a dramatic increase of Chinese nationals crossing the border illegally that is drawing national security concerns. Now, Border Patrol says they have apprehended some 24,296 Chinese nationals crossing illegally. 85% of them are single adults. The catch is we're only 6 months into the fiscal year, and the number of Chinese nationals apprehended has already exceeded the total from fiscal year 2023. And if you compare those numbers to fiscal year 21, the start of the Biden administration, there were 324. So the number of Chinese nationals marching into the U.S. has increased by more than 7,000%.
You know, I will never despair for the country, I don't think. But at the point that we're doing something that astonishingly unwise and idiotic, I'm reminded of, I've had a couple of friends. Some of you have probably had a relative, maybe a close relative, maybe you love very much, who has so screwed up their life and shown so little interest in straightening it out. You think, all right, I'm not going to let this keep me up at night anymore. If you don't care, I'm not going to care anymore. I can't. It's dragging me down.
Well, so what's your concern with these single young Chinese nationals coming into our country illegally? What do you think they're up to?
I realize you're saying that, you're asking that to prompt me as your co-host.
And I've got a thin neck. My neck's not thick at all.
And yet I will answer your question. Now, I almost feel silly answering your question because it is self-evident. Those who are not bent on espionage, and certainly a lot of these people just think, China sucks. I want to live in the U.S. It's the land of opportunity. There are many Chinese Americans who are having great lives. It's absolutely true. It's true of everybody who comes to this country because it's a great country. Anyway, but there are hundreds, if not thousands, of those 25,000 Chinese nationals who crossed the United States border in the first half of fiscal 2024. There are thousands of those people who are bent on either espionage in or destruction, whether physical destruction or the sort of psychological and social destruction from within that hostile intelligence agencies perpetrate. It's like my imaginary brother. I have a brother. He's one of the most upstanding people I've ever run into. But if he were like to say, you know, I'm tired of sobriety, I'm going to go back to being on meth, I would think, okay, no, I'm sorry. I'm done. What do you do with your country doing something this is suicidal?
The border is secure.
And there's more to it than the national security concerns that I was mentioning. Just a bit more from Mike Tobin here in 81, Michael.
While we have seen the Chinese migrants crossing primarily in California, Senator Susan Collins of Maine has been directing attention to Chinese nationals showing up in her state and starting marijuana growing operations.
Why is China sending its citizens, sneaking them into the country, to open illegal marijuana operations in rural Maine communities?
So we're importing huge numbers of foreign nationals, including, once again, from our greatest geopolitical adversaries, and allowing them to set up criminal enterprises. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, we were so concerned about Soviet spies back during the Cold War days. China is the equal, if not greater, foe. And yet we're not concerned at all about Chinese nationals coming in. We don't have any idea who they are or why they're coming in or whatever.
I would say because corporate America and the term globalist is overused these days, but the global free trade crowd was so enamored with the Chinese markets and cheap manufacturing and cheap labor and the rest of it, they spent a hell of a lot of time and money and effort on patting down any sort of, hey, these people are communists and they say all the time they want to overthrow us. And I just think we've been lulled into this consumerist sleepiness that, yeah, we're kind of dimly aware that China's a hostile power, but I don't know. I like this cheap crap in Walmart. So a couple of quick numbers. In fiscal year 21, just 65 Chinese nationals were encountered by Border Patrol. 65. It's enough to make your Starbucks crowded, but 65 people. By the first half of fiscal 22, Chinese crossings had increased to 432. 432. That's, you know, what, quintupling, you know, sextupling of that original number. For the full 23 fiscal year, the Biden administration set a record where 24,000 had crossed into the U.S. and were on pace for 50,000 Chinese nationals crossing the nation's borders by September. Many of them apprehended. They claim asylum. They seek asylum and are turned loose to show up never at some imaginary court date in the future. But there are a lot of getaways, too. I just... And the impeachment of Mayorkas, which I think was mostly symbolic because it's a Biden administration policy, went nowhere. The Senate just said, we're not even going to hold the hearings. It's profoundly frustrating. So what do you do with this frustration? Because we don't want you to tune in and be angry all the time. I mean, who would listen to that show? Win elections. I suggest very strongly you craft policies people like and win elections.
That would seem to be in one's best interest. Neither that gets lost in the mix a lot in the modern world. It seems that to get whatever you want, you have to have the majority.
Yes, yes. And the idea that you can, if you just try hard enough or yell loud enough or raise enough money, you'll get that whole loaf. That is a fantasy. You need to win majorities, get the best deal you can, and take it. It's the way it's always worked. It's the way it always will work. Sorry to be a pragmatist in the modern era of people screeching slogans at each other.
Couple of notes before we take a quick break. Google fired those employees who protested their policy the other day.
Yep.
Now, that's a private
institution.
The first
thing Google's done that I've liked in a long time, but sorry.
That's a private institution. It's a little different than a university, although... What university was it we were playing the other day where they basically just came in and said, look, either leave right now or you're kicked out of school?
Oh, yeah, that was Pomona College, which is part of Claremont University in California. Love that. You got 10 minutes to get out or you're suspended, probably kicked out of school. And the kids are like, their eyes get big. And they all leave.
At Columbia, a whole bunch of protesters took over a particular area of the college and locked arms and said they would not leave until the university met their demands, and they're still there. Why do you put up with that?
I'm picturing the people fired from Google. They're probably astonished. They're like,
yeah, but they
how
are.
Can you fire us? We're it's a genocide. How can you? Because they're so used to no repercussions.
It's interesting that in the Silicon Valley tech world, we've had Netflix said that to their employees after the David Chappelle thing. Well, if you don't like our content or don't like our channel, work somewhere else. And then Google fired these people. So the tech companies are, yeah, fine. You think whatever you want. Go protest on the weekends, but you can't be here at work.
I just think they're ahead on the timeline that they were so active in creating the monster. The monster has turned on them earlier. And so they're having to deal with the reality. Like, Google is woke, man. They are absolutely progressive,
sure,
nut jobs. And so the monster, and so they permitted the monster to grow and grow, and now it's turned on them first because it's gotten so big. And so they've had to say, whoops.
Well, good. Maybe they can lead the way back the other direction, at least on this front, because culturally we've sent the message that if you want to, you know, stop a bridge, traffic on a bridge all day long, you can because you're upset. If you want to shut down this college for a couple of days, you can because you're upset. We need to quickly push back on that. No, you can't. At all.
But
so you're fired or arrested or kicked out of school.
Is it too late? I'm going to Bing it and find out.
And one other thing, Prince Harry has given up his residency completely in England and is now a U.S. citizen or going to live in the United States. I don't think he's a citizen.
Another unfortunate immigration story, in my opinion.
That was a splashy headline in certain quarters yesterday. Who flipping cares? Irma Gerd.
Right.
The flap over what WNBA players continues both directions.
I'm sorry, the flap over what?
What WNBA players get paid.
Ah.
I think I left out a phrase.
Yeah.
Just slip of the tongue.
I left out the predicate. I had the subject, but no predicate in that sentence. And you need both, really, to have any idea what's being communicated. But a lot of things to talk about. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toronto Raptors' Jontae Porter has been banned from the sport for life because of a gambling scandal. An NBA investigation finding he bet on at least 13 NBA games, gave confidential information to bettors, and bet on his own team to lose.
That's David Muir from ABC Tonight. You probably heard that story. It goes with a couple of others recently. Shohei Ohtani's ex-interpreter who gambled away $16 million. You'd think after you gambled away, like, I don't know, $12 million, you might call 1-800-GAMBLER, but he didn't. Jason Gay in the Wall Street Journal with a good piece today saying, hey, get used to this. Sports betting is now ubiquitous. All sports, pro, college, these prop bets on individual players' performances, which some leagues are trying to get banned. I mean, they're just such a clear incentive for players to cheat, and they'll get better at it, and the mobs that are behind the cheating will get better at hiding it.
And getting to people. So, like, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, there's no whiff of wrongdoing around Shohei Ohtani, the Dodgers star. Mm-hmm. Most valuable player of any sport in America right now. But his interpreter says he never bet on baseball. Really? You were that far upside down on gambling, as desperate for the end of ruining your life as you can get, and you just stood by, you're not going to bet on baseball? I find that very hard to believe.
If you've ever heard Michael Francis, I think that's his name, isn't he? A former mobster who is big into sports betting, explain it. He said they look for athletes who are degenerate gamblers, because once the guy owes you thousands or millions of dollars, you can get him to do whatever you want.
Well, right. That's what I mean about that interpreter. There's no chance you've gotten that desperate a straight and didn't think the easiest way out of this is I know all about the baseball situation. I know who's hurt. I know.
Right, exactly. And you don't have to, like, you know, poke Shohei Ohtani in the eye while he sleeps or anything like that. All you have to do is be a source of information so that the bettors can win, you know, 14 out of 25 instead of 13 out of 25.
Right.
Another sports note. I know you wanted to play the Jason Whitlock sound clip.
Caitlin Clark, most famous women's basketball player in America, we've all found out she is going to make $76,000 next year, her first year in the WNBA, being compared to the number one pick in the draft for the NBA, who made $5.5 million this year. And just how outrageous that is, and inequity and bias against women, misogyny, and all these different sorts of things. Here's Jason Whitlock, who we've had on before, haven't we? Very smart guy.
Yeah, at least once, yeah.
Here's him talking about the situation.
In more than 30 years of history, the WNBA has never once turned a profit. What business overpays? They're overpaid at $75,000 a year. And I think the top veteran players make like $250,000 a year. They're overpaid already. And so what they're trying to create in these women is a sense of entitlement. Oh, you're owed something. You're mistreated. You know what? You should be just like all the angry feminists that have dominated the WNBA and led it to 30 plus years of no profit and total irrelevance.
So I don't feel like I need to state it in the way that he did. And that was made it around the sports world as controversial yesterday. I don't blame these women. It's not their fault. It's people who don't understand economics telling these women that you're getting ripped off. And instead of saying, well, the NBA makes, and I had the numbers yesterday, but $200 million per year, and the WNBA makes $60 million. I mean, it's apples to oranges.
Yeah, I think it was like $2 billion, wasn't it, or something?
It was
an elephant and a mouse.
Yeah, it was not even close. That's the reason, and there's nothing you can do about that. It's got nothing to do with fairness or whatever. If the WNBA brought in the revenue the NBA did and it was reversed, the salaries would be reversed. It's just the profit thing.
The Rolling Stones sold more tickets than my band. Is that discrimination and some sort of hate, or is that just one entertainment product's a hell of a lot more popular than the other? Speaking of Caitlin Clark, though, in the time that we have, the good folks at Nike are prepared to pen her an eight-figure check.
Good, because I said that because I saw the other day that she has $3.2 million in endorsements already. I thought, how is it only that? How is no shoe company hit her with like $50 million already?
Well, keeping in mind that a $9 million payday would still be a seven-figure check. So it's a minimum of $10 million. I think she'll do okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll be all right.
Armstrong and Getty.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Cox.com.